请大家翻开圣经。
Can I turn to Bible? The book of Psalm.
诗篇一百三十二篇。
Psalm 132.
132篇
Book of Psalm, chapter 132.
我们晚上最主要的学习132篇，所以请大家把这个红线啊，就放在132篇的位置。
So tonight we'll be studying a primary in chapter 132. Please put your bookmark here.
我们只有18节啊，所以我来念一次啊。
And total 18 verses, and we'll be reading them once.
大家也可以跟着念啊。一起练。
Can we read? We can read the verses together.
主啊，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。第二，他怎样向主起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿。第三，说我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。第四，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。第五，只等到我为主寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。第六节
Verse 6.
我们听说约柜在以法他，我们在基列约林就寻见了。我们要进他的居所，在他的脚凳下前，脚凳前下拜。第八节
Verse 8.
主啊，求你兴起和你有能力的约柜同住安息之所。第九节
Verse 9.
愿你的祭司披上公义，愿你的圣民欢呼。十
Verse 10.
求你因你仆人大卫的缘故，不要厌弃你的受膏者。十一
Verse 11.
主向大卫凭诚实起的事，必不反复说，我要使你所生的坐在你的宝座上。十二，你的众子若说我的约翰，我所教训他们的法度，他们的子孙必永远坐在你的宝座上。十三，因为主拣选了锡安，愿意当作他自己的居所。十四，说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。十五，我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。十六，我要使祭司披上救恩的圣名，大声欢呼。十七，我要叫大卫的脚在那里发声，为我的受膏者预备明灯。十八节，我要使他的仇敌披上羞耻，但他的冠冕要在头上发光。那读了这一段以后啊，大家不晓得感想怎么样
？So after reading these verses, I don't know what's your reflection.
那事实上这篇是很感人的。
But it's indeed a very moving chapter.
这篇的大意就是说，好像一个父母亲当时很辛苦的把孩子养长大。
And the summary of this chapter is like a parent who toil much to raise up their child.
父母亲为了养孩子很辛苦的工作。
And because they want to raise up their child, they have to toil and work hard.
流汗流血。
And they have to sweat for the child, and to the point sometimes they have to bleed.
白天所赚的可能不多晚上可能还要出去打工。
And perhaps their daytime job they couldn't earn enough, so they had need to take a part-time job at night.
住的环境也不好。
And then the place where they are living, the environment is not so good.
后来孩子长大以后
And after their child grow up,
为了报答父母亲的恩典呢
In order to repay the toil the parents had given them.
孩子就下定决心了
So then now the child, he was determined in his heart.
一定要好好的赚钱
Now he wanted to earn more money.
买栋房子让父母亲作为养老的地方
so that eventually he can buy a house for his parents as they retire
这首诗歌大概是这个样子
so this is the content of the song
所以这是神跟人之间很好的互动
so this is a very good interaction between man and God
神来照顾人类
so God is taking care of human being
不是在王宫里头照顾，而是在旷野里头照顾他的百姓。
He didn't take care of his people living in palace, but he actually go out in the wilderness to take care of his people.
晚上呢还不能够睡觉。
And then he cannot sleep at night.
晚上不睡觉，连眼睛都不打盹了。
That he cannot sleep at night, he can't even close his eyes.
你看这种父母亲是不是很辛苦啊
？So you can see that as a parent is they are he is toiling very hard.
所以里头就是大卫的反应啊，大卫他怎么来 回应神的爱。
So now this is the response from David, how he wanted to repay God's love.
好，那我们来看神怎么来照顾以色列百姓。
So now let's first look at how God takes care of the Israelites.
我们请看民数记。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
民数记第十章。
Numbers chapter 10.
民数记第十章三十三节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 33。
第十章三十三节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 33。
以色列人离开神的山，往前行了三天的路程。神的约柜啊，你看呢？神的约柜在前头行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。
And 33, for they departed from the mountain of the Lord on a journey of 3 days, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them for 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them.
约柜就是神的代表啊。
So the ark of the covenant represents the Lord.
所以圣经说这是神的约柜，神的约柜在前头走了三天路程。
So this is the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them for the 3 days' journey.
对，不是一天的路程，是三天的路程啊。
Not 1 day's journey, but 3 days' journey.
这三天的路程并不是去观光旅游。
But then, so for to go before them during this 3 days' journey is not to just travel around.
而是为这些百姓啊寻找安歇的地方啊。
But to search out a resting place for his people.
那当然是不是安歇啊？那个这约柜神最清楚啊，所以他觉得不适合的，就再换一个地方再找啊。觉得不适合的，再换一个地方再继续找。一直找到找到为止。
So the covenant of the Lord, went to search out a resting place for them. God wanted to find a suitable place for them to rest.
总共找了三天。
And searched the resting place for 3 days.
那以前不是那开车是用走路的。
And then back then they don't have vehicle and they have to walk.
路又很难走。
And then the roads is not easy to walk on.
在旷野地上高高低低。
And then when you're walking in the wilderness, there's ups and downs.
所以我们可以看到这种神对人的感情啊，真的描写得淋漓尽致啊。
So you can see that that God indeed has abandoned feeling for his people.
好，那他继续看哈，来诗篇一百二十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 121.
诗篇一百二十一篇。
Psalm 121.
一百二十一篇的第一节。
Psalm 121, verse 1.
好，这是上行之诗。
This is the song of ascents.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？第二。
Verse 2.
我的帮助从创造天地的神而来。第三节。
Verse 3.
他必不叫你的脚动摇动，保护你的必不打盹。保护以色列的也不打盹也不睡觉，保护你的是神，神在你的右边庇护你。第六节，白日啊，太阳并不伤害你，夜间的月亮也不害你。第七节，神要保护你，免受一切的灾害，要保护你的性命。你出你入，神要保护你，从今时直到永远。我们看这个神的照顾是那么的细微啊。
Can see that God took care of his people in all these details.
你看晚上是大家休息的时间呢。
Because at night time is a time to rest.
那神呢，为了保护他自己的百姓啊。
But in order, in order for God to take care of his people,
晚上啊不敢睡觉啊，连眼睛啊都不敢打盹啊。
He who keeps you will not slumber, and he who keeps Israel will not nor sleep.
我们看神是为着我们多么的警醒。
You can see that, for the sake of his people, God remain cautious.
好，到这个地方稍微停一下子啊。
And that's put a pause here.
大家是不是受了神的这种很细微的照顾而感动啊
？So do you feel moved because of God's His care?
那正常人呢、啊，一定会受感动的。
So normally people will be moved.
说大卫也是一样，他很受感动啊。
So same as David, he was very moved.
啊，受感动呢，就是像我刚所讲那个孩子呢，为了感念父母亲的养育之恩啊，他就要。下决心要买一栋好的房子，让父母亲来养老。
And David, upon reading this, he was so moved, just like a child who wanted to, buy a house for his parents for them to retire.
所以大卫他怎么来回应呢
？So then, what's David's response?
来看第二节哈。
Let's go to verse 2.
他怎样向神启示，向雅各的大能者许愿的132篇哈，第三节
，Chapter 132:2-3，
说、啊、我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等到我为神啊寻得所在哈、啊，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。你看。是不是跟他所做的事情是不是跟神一样啊
So now, isn't David want to do the same thing as God?
他这个学神的那种照顾那种细微那种决心啊
So he is imitating God's careful his care and also he set this determination.
所以他也下定决心为要为神的约柜哈，因为到现在这个时候呢，已经进入迦南地。
So he was determined because at the time, the Ark of God already entered into the land of Canaan.
所以孩子大家的生活都已经固定了，父母已经就不需要那么辛苦了。
So now, everyone's life is more stable. So parents no longer have to toil this hard for their children.
当然，神呢不需要有个房子来住的，神他是灵。
And we know that, of course, God doesn't need a physical place to dwell in because He is a spirit.
他创造宇宙天地。
He created the heaven and the earth.
他大到比宇宙还大。
He was so grand, He is even grander than the universe.
所以世界再大的房子也容纳不了神啊。
So doesn't matter how big the house is, it cannot contain God.
他也不需要住在人所建的屋子里。
And he doesn't need to live in the house that's built by man.
这是表示大卫的一种决心啊。
But over here, this is David is expressing his determination.
对为神的一种感恩。
And this is a way he wanted to repay God's grace.
所以他也是学神来的哈，神的爱他吸收了，他现在回馈给神。
So after he received God's love, he used this way to repay God's love.
我现在进到迦南地啊，就。这个约柜就不需要那么辛苦，再为他们找可安歇的水边呢。
And since now they already entered into the land of Canaan, the Ark of God no longer have to go before them and search for a resting place for them.
所以大卫他说、啊：“我必不进入我的帐幕，一直等到我为雅各的大能者为约柜哈、啊、寻到一个。”
So David says, surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed until I can find a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
啊，这个期间呢，我的眼睛啊不睡觉，我也不打盹呢。
So in duration, I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
因为这是神照顾我的方法。
Because this is the way how God took care of me.
所以我要这样子来回馈神啊。
So now, I also want to do likewise to repay God's love.
啊，这是他对神的爱的一种回应。
So this is David's response of God's love.
啊，其实我们的神就是这样的神啊。
And this is the kind of God we worship.
那他就开始要寻找约柜。
So now he needed to find the ark.
当第一步要寻找约柜。
So that's his first step.
因为当时啊，已经很久时间了，没有向神求问了。
Because now it's been a while since he seek the tabernacle.
那怎么求问神？当时求问神就是要到约柜地方求问神啊。
Or to seek for the will of God. And how do they do that? They have to go to the tabernacle of God.
可是大卫他说哈，在扫罗的年间呢，我们已经好几年了没有去求问神。
But then David said, during the time of Saul, there are many years we haven't went to the tabernacle to seek for God's will.
所以约柜的事情啊，也好像被大家所遗忘了。
So now it seems like people are forgetting about the Ark of God.
啊，没有人在理会说约柜到底在哪里。
So now no one care where is the whereabout of the Ark.
所以失去约柜，大家也已经生活已经习惯了。
Because now everyone is settled down in their life, they're used to not having the ark.
所以信仰的核心，假如失落掉的话
，So if you lost the core of your faith,
也是会习惯呢。
Then slowly you will also be used to it.
没聚会也会习惯呢。
And if you stop attending service,
没祷告、没
读经
也是会习惯的。
And same as stop reading the Bible and stop praying.
可是这个时候，大卫他说
，But over here, David said.
到了约柜在哪里？
He said, where's the ark of God?
他就开始找。
So now he wanted to seek the ark.
132篇的第一节。
In chapter 132, verse 1.
说主啊，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。
Lord, remember David and all his afflictions.
说从我们看圣经记载啊，从这个撒母耳记上第六章哈，第六章就开始 寻找啊。
So can see that
应该是撒母耳记下第六章。
You can see that since Second Samuel chapter 6, he is searching the ark.
啊，我们来看第五节哈。
Let's go to verse 5.
啊、第六节，对不起，第六节。
Let's go to verse six.
我们听说约柜在以法他，我们在耶利基连叫寻见的，哇，寻见的一定很高兴的。
Six, behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of the woods, or jar.
好，我们来看哈，一个撒母记上哈，来看撒母记上。
Let's go to First Samuel.
第七章。
Chapter seven.
撒母记上第七章。
First Samuel chapter seven.
第七章第一节
Chapter 7 verse 1
耶利基连人就下来将神的约柜接上去放在山上亚比拿达的家中分派他儿子以利亚撒看守神的约柜、啊、约柜第二节约柜在耶利基连许久过了二十年你看、啊、过了二十年、啊、那么久的时间、啊、
So you can see that the ark was there for 20 years、
啊、那时候呢、哎、大家以色列全家都倾向神
And the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
可是在扫罗年间呢，哎，就没有人去理会了。
But then during the time of King Saul, people do not care of the whereabout of the ark.
所以现在呢，哎，一百三十二篇的第六节。
So now in chapter 132, verse 6.
我们听说约柜在以法他，我们在耶利基连就寻见了。
And behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah, and we found it in the fields of the of Jar.
所以为什么说要纪念大卫所受的苦难
？So over here, why here says, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions.
因为而且寻找约柜的下落啊。
Because then now they have to find the whereabout of the ark.
啊，当时的资讯不发达。
And at the time, it is not very convenient.
也没有电话可以打。
And then there's no phone you can call.
也没有电脑可以联络。
There's no computer communication.
也没有汽车啊。
And there's no vehicle.
全部都是靠人啊，出去挨家挨户来巡查。
So that in order to search for something, you have to go out and then you have to find a house by house.
啊，现在在耶利基连终于找到了。
And now they finally found it in the fields of Jar.
所以他们在寻找一个失落的东西。
And now they're trying to find something that's lost.
啊，失落的信仰。
And then it's including the faith that's been lost.
啊，失落神的能力。
And also the God's power.
所以这个对他们来讲说是一个宝贝。
So then for them, this is a treasure.
所以这个宝贝现在对我们来说到底是什么
？So today, what is a treasure to us?
我们现在从使徒时代以来哈
，So starting from the apostolic time until now，
啊，这个宝贝也是一阵子好像迷失一样。
And then it seems like for a period of time we also lost this treasure。
啊，感谢主啊，现在又找到了。
But thank God now it's found。
咱们看这个宝贝到底是什么
？So now let's look at what is this treasure。
因为圣经也是说，在找宝贝、寻找宝贝，哈，主要是讲的这个天国的比喻，哈。
Because Lord Jesus Christ, he said, shared a parable of the heavenly kingdom。
所以那个宝贝到底是什么
？So what was that treasure he was referring to？
当然有人说是圣灵啊。
So of course some would say, oh, it's the Holy Spirit。
啊，圣灵是宝贝。
那 Holy Spirit is our treasure。
啊，当然可以这样理解啊，没有圣灵的话，我们以后也很难进天国。
And yes, we can see it this way because without Holy Spirit, then it would be very hard for us to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们要看圣经所说的宝贝到底是什么。
But let's look at in the Bible, what is this treasure referring to?
有时候信仰这个东西啊，你不需要根据圣经，你就随便讲一讲，因为可以勉励人啊，可以造就人，也可以的。但是于法无据啊，就跟。没有圣经根据。
So sometimes, you know, when we are interpreting the Bible, well, we might use our own explanation as long as it edify other people. But then the thing is that we always have to go back to the Bible, see what the Bible is.
那我们就要看这个宝贝到底是什么。
So now let's refer back to the Bible and see what is this treasure.
看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
哥林多后书啊，第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我们可以从第三节来看。
Starting from verse 3.
第三节，如果我们的福音啊蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上啊。所以谈到福音，如果福音蒙蔽。
So verse 3 here talk about gospel is veiled.
那第四节
Verse 4,
此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音光照了他们，又一次提到我们的福音。
And in verse 4, I once again talk about the gospel.
那同时在说明这个福音是基督荣耀的福音。
And talk about this gospel is the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
好，那在第七节
And verse 7,
那我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
And verse 7 talk about we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
好，是要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
好，那这个时候呢，有人就说啊，宝贝呢就是圣灵啊，圣灵放在瓦器，圣灵放在我们里头了。
So over here, some will say, oh, this treasure is the Holy Spirit because Holy Spirit dwells in us.
那根据这一段啊，这一段的本文啊，这个宝贝很明显的就是福音了。
But then, according to the scripture, can see the treasure should refer to gospel.
啊，神的福音。
With the gospel of God.
啊，那为什么这样说呢
？Why would I say that？
我们再请看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Rome.
罗马书第一章的十六节。
Roman chapter 1 verse 16.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Chapter 1 verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音啊，本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。罗马书第一章十六节。
And 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.
所以这里说福音是神的大能。
So here once again says that the gospel is the power of God.
所以当时使徒们他们在做什么？他们在传什么？
So what was the apostle doing? What was the, what are they preaching?
他们在传耶稣基督的福音啊。
They are preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
那耶稣基督的福音呢、啊、的内容是什么？
And what's the content of the gospel of Lord Jesus?
就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
Which was the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个从死里复活就是神的能力。
And because through his resurrection, we can see the power of God.
神的能力叫基督耶稣从死里复活。
Because it is the power of God to allow Lord Jesus Christ to be resurrected from the dead.
说第四节哈，第一章第四节。罗马书第一章第四节。
And let's go to Romans chapter 1 verse 4.
第一章第四节，按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
所以宝贝藏在瓦器里头。
So the treasure is in the earthen vessel.
这个神的福音。
And this is the gospel of God.
那神的福音在表面上看起来是让人家以为可耻的，因为是耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，他死了。
And from the surface, it seems that the gospel of God is something to be shameful about because Lord Jesus Christ, he was nailed on the cross and he died.
所以十字架本身大家所认为，在表面上看起来所认为，这是代表一种的羞辱，一种的软弱。
So from the surface, people would think that this is a kind of shame, and this is also a weakness.
一种的失败。
And this is also a failure.
连耶稣基督的门徒都这样认为啊。
Because even at a time, the disciple of Lord Jesus Christ thought it was a failure.
耶稣基督被钉十字架，他没有下来呀。
Because when Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross, he did not came down from the cross.
就好像强盗，就好像这些兵丁啊，这个电塔兵丁所讲的，你要做神的儿子，你就自己从十字架上走下来呀。
And just like what the soldier was mocking him, if you're really the son of God, then come down from the cross right now.
但是没有。
But that did not happen.
耶稣基督啊，死在十字架上。
And Lord Jesus Christ, he died on the cross.
所以连他的门徒啊，都认为哎，结束了。
So even his disciples thought that this is the end.
他们的梦想啊，他们的梦想。他来能够带给以色列国的复兴啊。
And they thought that the dream, which is regarding the revival of the Israelites.
所以他们的梦想破灭了。
They thought that the dream was gone.
但是没有想到。
But no one thought that.
神的大能叫基督书里啊从死里复活。
That is through the power of God, that Lord Jesus Christ can be resurrected from the dead.
这个就是神的大能啊。
So that itself is the power of God.
这个就是隐藏的宝贝。
And that itself is the hidden treasure.
这个也是神的智慧。
And that is also the wisdom of God.
所以这个福音呢，要放在我们的瓦器里头。
So then this gospel will be in our earthen vessel.
保罗他自己说，我是何许人也，怎么能够传神的福音呢？
And Paul he once said, who am I that I'm able to preach the gospel of God?
但是要显明神莫大的能力。
But then it is through that that we canThat God's great power was manifested.
因为福音的本身就是神的大能。
Because the gospel itself is the great power of God.
So, 那我们再看回来诗篇一百三十二篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 132.
第五节。
132:5.
只等到我为神寻得所在，为雅各的大能者啊，雅各的大能者。
Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
然后第八节
Verse 8,
主啊求你兴起看你有能力的约柜
Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength.
都在形容神的能力
So here is talking about the power of God.
说神的能力是隐藏在福音里头啊
And God's power is hidden in his gospel.
神的能力隐藏在约柜里头啊
And God's power also hidden in his ark.
好那我们来做一个见证
So now, there was a testimony.
这是一个活生生的见证啊
And there was a lively testimony.
我们请看撒母记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母记上第五章。
1 Samuel chapter 5.
第五章第一节。
1 Samuel chapter 5 verse 1.
非利士人啊，撒母记上第五章第一节。
1 Samuel chapter 5 verse 1.
非利士人将神的约柜从以便以谢抬到亚实图。非利士人啊，第二节。非利士人将神的约柜抬进大滚庙。放在大滚庙的旁边。次日清早，亚实图人起来，见大滚倒在神的约柜前，脸伏于地，就把大滚能立在原处。第四节，又次日清早起来，见大滚扑倒在神的约柜前，脸伏于地，并且大滚的头和两手都在门槛上折断，只剩下大滚的残体。我们来看。大滚就是假神，就是偶像。
So, Dagon is an idol, is a fake god.
啊，现在他们把约柜啊从以色列地啊掳来，然后就放在大滚这个偶像的旁边呢。
So now they took the ark of God captive and brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon.
约柜是独一无二的。
But then the ark is the only one.
神是至高的神。
And our God is the ultimate, the highest God.
神是至圣的神。
And our God is the most holy God.
没有全世界没有任何一个神能够跟他摆在一起啊，能够跟他平起平坐的。
And in this world, there is no other God that's comparable to our God and that can be set next to him.
啊，现在大滚啊，他站立不住了。
So then Dagon, he cannot hold his place.
所以他的扑倒。
So that's why he fell.
哎，没有地震。
There was no earthquake.
哎，没有人把他拉下来。
And no one was moving the idol.
他自己站立不住。
But then he couldn't stand next to God.
我们看到、啊、神临在的地方，连大山都会震动啊。
Can see that when God arrived, even the great mountains will shake.
何况是这个小小的大滚呢、啊、
？And then for Dagon, he is only a small idol.
好，那这些人呢？啊，这些拜大滚的人来看以后，那以为哎。是不是有人把他弄倒啊
？So then, when the believers of a day can come, they thought someone pushed their idol away.
所以小心翼翼的再把它扶正。
So carefully, they put the idol back to its place.
哎，隔天来一看，哇，不得了啊！不但像昨天啊扑倒于地，而且呢，头跟两手啊都分开了。
But the next day, when they arrived, Dagon was once again fallen and on its face to the ground, and now his both of the palms of his hands were broken off on the threshold.
拜大滚的人才察觉到这不是偶然的。
So then the believer of Dagon realized this is not a coincidence.
这是神的作为。
Now this is the work of God.
所以他们都很害怕。
So now they were all afraid.
所以。难怪圣经记载说这有能力的约柜的。
So that's why the Bible says that the ark of strength.
有大能的雅各者的大能者。
That is also from the mighty hand of Jacob.
啊，这个约柜的已经好久不见了，现在很辛苦的把它找回来。
And so the ark of God once was lost and now it was found.
所以我们教会也是要寻找神的能力，把神的能力再找回来。
And today, our church, we're also seeking after God's power, and we want to find God's power.
当然，我们现在但还是有很多神的恩典呢。
But of course, now we still receive a lot of God's grace.
啊，但是不是整体的。
But it's still not in all.
啊，像早期的教会这非常明显。
And for instance, in the early churches, that we can see the power of God is very obvious.
主要大家一祷告，一定要。 效的了。
Now, as long as everyone pray together, they can see the power or the effectiveness of God.
以前的信徒做到这种信心的，说你来的话一定会好了。
And before, the believers that have this kind of faith that as long as you come, you can be healed.
当然，大家现在说，因为现在的医疗制度很好啊，就不需要依靠神了。
Now, of course, some people would say because with the advancement of our medical, so that's why we don't have to always rely on God.
当然这是对的啦。
To some extent, it's right.
所以我们现在再重新寻回神的能力。
And now, once again, we have to find God's power.
我们要再重新寻回神的福音。
And once again, we have to find His gospel.
我们请看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音十六章。
Gospel of Mark, chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark, chapter 16.
十六章。
Chapter 16.
门徒出去到处宣传福音呢，主和他们同在，用神迹奇事啊。十六章的二十节啊。
Chapter 16, verse 20.
门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹奇事啊，神迹随着证实他们所传的道。
And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs.
所以神拣选锡安呢，作为他永远安息之所。神拣选了锡安。
So God chose Zion to be His resting place.
作为他永远安息之所。
And that place should be His forever resting place.
那圣经说这是他甘心乐意的。
And the Bible says it's something that he's happy, he's willing to do.
那是他的主权，他想要拣选锡安。
That's the sovereign power he wanted to choose Zion.
所以他要拣选锡安为他的安息之所。
So then he has desired it for his dwelling place.
所以神的拣选真耶稣教会作为他的安息之所了。
So now God had chosen True Jesus Church to be his resting place.
那这是神的主权。
And that's God's sovereignty.
啊，当然很多的教会，很多其他的教会朋友的他们的。
But then there are also other churches, other denominations, they don't think that's fair.
不服气，我们作为基督真就是教会的一份子，我们就不需要害怕。
And they don't think it's fair, but then as a member of True Jesus Church, we shouldn't be afraid.
因为这是神主动的拣选。
Because that's God's sovereignty, and then he took the initiative, and then he made a decision, and that's his will.
所以我们看真就是教会这个会名是神自己起的。
And then the name of a church, True Jesus Church, was given by God.
这神的启示。
And that's through the revelation, inspiration of God.
所以真耶稣教会这个会名，这个名称是符合圣经的。
So True Jesus Church, the name of our church is it's abide by the Bible.
因为圣经说，你们到神立名的地方那里去。
Because the Bible says that you have to go to the house where it has the name of God.
所以有个耶稣的名字。
Where it has the name of Jesus.
那么很多教派没有耶稣的名字啊。
And lots of denomination they do not use the name of Jesus.
所以我们这个教会的确是符合圣经的。
So then our church, it's indeed a church that abides by the Bible.
那没有一个教会，没有一个教派能够用他的会名真正能够表达出耶稣基督跟教会之间的关系。
And there's no other churches out there that with their name that they can directly express the relationship between church and God.
全世界只有真耶稣教会这个名称啊，能够来表达教会跟耶稣基督的关系。
Because there's only our church, the name of our church can directly express.The relationship between church and also also Jesus Christ.
所以这是很独特的。
So this is something that's very special.
早期神启示早期的工人呢，这个五个教义。
And then God also inspired our early workers with the five doctrines.
那神启示这五个教义，就把真耶稣教就分别出来，跟其他的与众不同的。
And through the revelation of these five doctrines, God separate our church from all the other denominations.
与众不同，这是独一，这是特别的。
So that we are different, we are the only one.
所以外面有很多的王后，有很多的宫女，有很多的童女，但是呢， 只有这一个是很特别，是 unique， 圣经说是 unique， 是很特别独特的。
And even though outside there are many queens, there are many maidservants, there are many virgins, but then only our church is the unique one.
那早期我们传这个五个教义。
So in the early times, and when we are preaching the, our doctrines,
所以神就与大家同工了。
And then God accompanied, our early workers.
用神迹啊，随着来证实所传的道。
And confirming the word through the accompanying signs.
神的能力隐藏在他的福音当中。
And because God's great power was hidden in His gospel.
所以我们现在要传这个福音呢。
So that's why now we need to preach this gospel.
要独特的福音呢，所以我们就不要怕。
And this is a special and a very special gospel. So that's why when we preach it, we shouldn't be afraid.
所以真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
So that's why True Jesus Church is the only church that can be saved.
假如不是唯一的话，早期的光灵为什么起初的名字是更正教会，是万国更正教会，就是要更正的。
If we are not the only one, then the early workers, they wouldn't name our church as the church that can correct all other churches.
那假如说其他的人也对的话，为什么还要更正？就不需要更正。
If all the other churches or denomination, if they are already right, then there's no need to correct them.
所以这个福音啊，就是神的大能。
So then gospel itself is the power of God.
因此我们要为神啊找到一个安居之所。
So that's why we need to find a resting place for God.
那神自己拣选锡安作为他的安息之所。
And then the Lord has chosen Zion to and desired, desire it for his dwelling place.
那我们再看回来诗篇一百三十二篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 132.
十五节。
Verse 15.
他说：“我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。”
I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread.
所以神已经预备了一切所需的。
So God already prepared all the necessities.
神已经预备了救恩。
And He had prepared salvation.
这个救恩呢，就好像是神的宴席一样。
And the salvation is a promise of God.
所以主就说，宴席已经预备好了。
It's a feast of God that God had prepared for us, and now He said that the feast is ready.
他请门徒啊，去邀请人来参加。
And he asked his disciple to go out and invite people to attend the feast.
他来参加这个宴席。
And come and attend the feast.
这个宴席的粮食丰满啊，是 buffet 是 all you can eat, 让吃不完的。
And it's like a buffet is all you can eat, and there is food in abundance.
你要吃什么都有。
And then, whatever you want, they provide.
那使其中的穷人饱足。
And then I over here says I will satisfy her poor with bread.
当然，饱足有很多不能不的这个富有的人，他们也是很饱足啊。
And of course, there are different kind of satisfaction. The rich, they feel that they are satisfied.
啊，他们在物质上富足。
That they are satisfied with all the material things they
have. 那我们这些人呢？
And how about us?
我们是在信上富足。
And we are satisfied because of our faith.
所以他们富足没关系，他们是在财务上、在物质上富足。
And even though the other people, they are satisfied with their wealth and also their material things.
啊，我们也是百万富翁、亿万富翁啊，跟 Bill Gates 跟那些人是一样的同等级的。
But then we are at the same level as them, as for instance Bill Gates, because we are also satisfied.
啊，只是我们在不同的世界。
But then it's because we are in different world.
但是我们也是在信上富足，我们是很富足的。
But by our faith, we are also satisfied.
所以我们在这个国度里头也是很饱足的。
So in our own realm, we are satisfied.
我们在神的安息之所。
And then we are in God's dwelling place.
里头充满着粮食。
And in God's dwelling place, there is food in abundance.
所以只要愿意的人来了，就能够得到饱足。
So those who are willing, when they come, then they can be satisfied.
那宝珠呢，在马太福音那里记载哈，这个登山宝训说，虚心的人有福了，就说心灵饥渴的人有福了。
And then in the book of Matthew, Lord Jesus Christ at the Mount the Beatitude, he said, "Those who are thirst for my words, they shall be full."
这个心灵贫穷才能够有福气。
And those who are needy in
poor in spirit,
those in chapter 5, those who are poor in spirit, they should be
在灵里贫穷的人。
And those who are poor in spirit,
他们会得到饱足。
They shall be satisfied.
这个道理本身能够使人饱足。
So that the word of God can satisfy our spirit.
啊，有的人不会饱足的啊。
But then some people they couldn't be satisfied.
所以这个就是在我听道理的一种态度。
So it really depends on the attitude when you listen to the sermon.
只要没有一个想要来听道理这个态度的话，那他不会得到饱足的。
If you don't have this attitude, this spirit of wanting to listen to the word of God, then you wouldn't be satisfied.
那只有那些人说啊，我这次来一定要听到什么神的话语。
And so for people who come, if they have this heart that they want to listen to the word of God.
因为他把自己觉得我经过一个礼拜大概都用光我的灵粮都吃完了，所以我现在星期六要来教会来吃灵粮。
They feel that during the week they already use up all their spiritual food, so that's why on Saturday you want to come and receive more spiritual food.
那这种人才能够得到饱足，才能够得到益处。
And only this type of person can be edified and be full.
所以就看听道理的心态态度了。
So it really depends on the attitude when they come to listen to the word of God.
不然的话，大家都一样坐在椅子上听道理呀。
Otherwise, all the one everyone is the same. They come and then they sit and listen to sermon.
但是每一个人感受不一样。
But then everyone have a different feeling after receiving the word.
老实说，很多人没有感觉的了。
And then, frankly, lots of people they don't have any feeling after listening to the word.
很多人也听了一句话，又听了以后，好像很香，在口齿里面，好像在吃榴莲哈，那个口齿的香，喝咖啡那个香还在，还在喝茶。哇，那个味道还在。
And while others, when they listen to the word of God, it's just as if they are tasting the food, and one bite after another.
啊，听到了觉得很满足，很喜乐。
And they feel that it's so joyful, and also so satisfying to listen to the word of God.
啊，老实说，不是每个人都有这种感觉的。
But not everyone have this kind of feeling.
所以在乎我们的心态怎么样，我们的心。
It really depends on where is your heart.
那心就是没有准备的话，没有什么体验。
And if you did not prepare your heart beforehand, then you couldn't and don't then you don't have much, you wouldn't feel as much.
那就不会有饱足。
Then you wouldn't be full.
好，那在十八节。
Verse 18.
132篇的十八节。
Chapter 132, verse 18.
我要使他的仇敌披上羞耻，他的冠冕要在头上发光。
His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish.
啊，发光还要发光，一直发光到地极呀。
It shall flourish until the end of the world.
啊，请看以赛亚书49章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚书四十九章。
Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚书四十九章的第八节。
Isaiah chapter 49 verse 8。
第八节。
8。
神如此说：在悦纳的时候我应允了你；在拯救的日子，我记住了你。我要保护你，使你做众民的中保，复兴遍地，使人承受荒凉之地为业。那第九节。
Verse 9.
来看第六节，第六节。
Verse
6。四十九章第六节。
Chapter 49, verse 6。
现在他说：“你做我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列中得保全的归回，尚为小事。我要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩，直到地极。”所以这外邦的光，这个光就是头上冠冕这个光啊。
So over here, I will give you as a light to the Gentile, and this light is referring to the light.
啊，这个是耶稣基督啊。
The crown, the light from the crown.
耶稣基督是世界上的光啊。
And Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
啊，这个光要一直照到地极。
And this light will shine, and then it will shine until the end of the world.
啊，所以其实呢，在真教会出现以前呢，其他的教会已经传到很远的地方去了。
So before the appearance of True Jesus Church, all the other churches or denomination already preach the gospel to many parts of the world.
我们看那个最南端哦，就是阿根廷啊。
Can see that the southmost area, which is Argentina.
阿根廷早就有天主教了。
That very early on, they were already Catholic.
阿根廷早就有那个五旬节教会了。
And then they also have a Pentecostal church there.
啊，非洲也是一样。
And same as Africa.
那就要等真耶稣教会。
But then they are waiting for the True Jesus Church.
所以真耶稣教会现在呢，已经传遍全世界很多的国家。
And then now True Jesus Church was already preached to many parts of the world.
啊，北边呐、啊，北边这个加拿大的最北的现在教会是埃尔蒙，不是埃尔蒙迪啊，这个 Edmonton。
And then the most northern part of Canada, we have a Edmonton, Church Edmonton there.
啊，那是很北的地方。
And that was the most north.
啊，夏天的时候大概11点啊，11点太阳才会下山的。
And during summertime, the sun did not go down until 11 p.m.
那南边的就是阿根廷。
And then the southmost point would be Argentina.
所以真的是，主的光啊，要一直照到地极呀。
So that the light of the Lord will continue to shine until the end of the world.
因为它里头充满着丰满。
Because in it, there was abundance.
所以现在就是神。要实行拯救的时候。
So now is the time for God to now is the time of God's salvation.
那为什么神要有个安息的地方呢
？So why God needs a resting place?
那神本来是不需要安息的。
Because he doesn't need a resting place.
那因为救恩都已经完备了。
It's because now the gospel is complete.
该做的事情都已经做完了。
And then now all the things that he needs to do is done.
该说的话都已经说完了。
And the things he needs to say, they're said.
所以只要是再有新的启示，那就不是启示。
So now, if there are any new revelation, then they are no longer revelation.
所以有的教派啊，说他发现哪些金属片啊，那个就不算是启示了。
So that's why now some denominations proclaim that they found other scriptures.
因为该说的话已经说了，你该做的事情已经做完了。
But that's not real because everything that needs to be done or not need to be said is they are already complete.
所以在主耶稣时代，他就说啊，这个都已经齐备了。
Because in the time of Lord Jesus Christ, he already said that everything is done.
那主耶稣死在十字架上，他说哎，成了。
And when Lord Jesus died on the cross, he said it is done. It is finished.
那他还降下应许圣灵。
And then there was a descendants of his promised Holy Spirit.
来拣选工人。
And then he chose his workers.
来开始传他的福音。
And started to preach his gospel.
所以现在就该做了已经做了，该说了已经说完了。
So now the things that need to be done, they're already done. And then all the things that need to be said is already said.
好像父母亲啊，对孩子说要做的事情已经做完了，该说的话已经说完了。
It's just like parents, they already do all they could to their children.
那接下来就休息啊。
So now is the time for them to rest.
啊，所以从这篇里头啊，我们感觉到神人之间的互动是非常非常的友善的，非常。
So you can see that the interaction between man and God is very good.
啊，是一个良性的互动嘛。
It's a very good and positive interaction.
好，我们再唱诗。
Let's sing him.
149.
149.